In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. My friends in Christ, the seminary community is about to enter a period of time which, if history repeats itself as it usually does, presents quite an unusual situation here in the chapel. For only a week from today, the calls and the vicarage placements will have been distributed. Some of the family that had come to town will be gone, and most of the parties will be over. And then begins the interesting part. Students skipping classes, packing, and from this pulpit, countless sermons which seem to ignore those who did not get a call, as if somehow, because they are not going out at this point in time, the gospel doesn't quite apply to them. Now, we can understand how such a situation might arise. We as a seminary are committed to producing pastors, pastors who will shepherd the Church of Christ, who will lead it faithfully. And as such, there is no greater joy than seeing a number of men complete their training and prepare to go out and begin their ministry. But all too often, we make a mistake. We take the Word of God, which could enrich our lives today as well as then, and we remove it from ourselves for now and push it off in the future. And if to make this a little easier to do, in this Eastertide, how often do the texts, as they do today, lend themselves so well to a sermon on the Holy Ministry? But we must remember, as we view such things, that these words of Paul and the other texts which we shall examine in the weeks to come have to do with us as well. For our reading from Acts chapter 20 today begins on a rather dark tone. Keep watch. Keep watch for yourselves. Paul speaks words of departure to the elders at Ephesus. Look out, for I am leaving, and there are some things you should be worried about. The church is under persecution and facing difficult times and struggling for her very life. And so we must be on our guard. We can appreciate that today as well. For it seems that today, as then, the church is facing challenges, struggles which threaten her very existence, and certainly our own. So keep watch. Why? Because, as Paul says, wolves will come in among you to destroy. There's no question here. Paul does not say that the wolves might come, or perhaps when you've been in your call for 6 months, or after you've been away from the seminary for a while, then wolves might come if you do something wrong and if you don't follow my 10 steps. No, the wolves will come, seeking to destroy Christ's flock, wanting to devour the church. And so keep watch, for the wolves are strong. Yet that is not his only warning. Do not focus yourselves entirely outside the church, but look within, where the real danger is. Yes, within, where we want to least expect it. For Paul writes, even from your own number, men will arise and distort the truth in order to draw away disciples after them. And that is the far more insidious danger. Those who will change the truth one tiny piece at a time, that we hardly notice it until it is completely different. Keep watch. Be ever vigilant. And Paul reinforces it, saying, why else do you think that for 3 years, day and night, I've been warning you with tears? Because these are difficult times, and it is so easy to give in to the wolves among us. Be vigilant also, lest we ourselves be the wolves that distort the truth and would lead the flock of Christ astray. Keep watch. It seems like a dark time for the church, doesn't it? And we have to listen to warnings like that, both from the outside and from the inside. It seems harder and harder each day to proclaim the truth, to remain steadfast in our confession. And it's so easy to compromise and to give in. But don't give in. Yet it is a battle that we cannot win on our own power. If we keep watch only for ourselves and by ourselves, we will fail. So keep watch by looking to the shepherd, the good shepherd who bought the sheep with his own blood, as our text says, the shepherd who willingly laid down his life for each one of us. Jesus, the shepherd who looked and who saw the wolves threatening to attack us, and who threw his own body between their jaws to be crushed and killed in our place. But in his death, we find salvation. In his blood is our forgiveness. In him is our consolation, our comfort, and our peace. He is our strong refuge when the wolves attack. The wolves among us and the wolves from outside. He is our strength when we want to give up. He is our Savior, the one who has bought us with his own blood. And having so bought us, he has no intention of letting us go again. He means to hold on to us, and we are secure in the palm of his hand. And though the world of our day-to-day lives seems bleak and hard and hopeless, yet we are held safe and secure by our Savior Jesus. And we, like those elders at Ephesus, are committed and entrusted to God and to his word of grace, which will never disappoint us. This is what the text has to say to us today. This is what it means now. How can we impoverish ourselves by pushing it only off into the future? Of course it applies there. Of course it will be a comfort and a consolation to those who will be receiving their calls and to those who are joining us these 2 weeks who already are serving in their parishes and to those who have to return for more education at the seminary. Of course it will help then. But it is for us today as well. Secure in that faith, seeing what the shepherd has done for us, now we can draw that second step. For as we are members of the Church of Christ, redeemed by the shepherd, so there are also other sheep out there who need to hear this saving word of grace. And so Paul speaks, keep watch for yourselves and for the flock, of which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers. So keep watch for yourselves and for them, but don't neglect yourself in doing that. For the devil would like nothing more than to snatch us away at the last minute. And as we serve in this flock, times again will seem bleak and dark and difficult. It's easy to slip back into despair, but do not give up. For each one of us and each believer out there whom we may serve someday is held secure in the hand of he who is one with the Father. And no one can snatch us away from him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.